Drivers affected by the recall can have their airbag module replaced for free. There's no business like show business except when writers are on strike.
The Tony Awards are not being televised this year for that very reason. It's not clear if the awards will be postponed or presented in a non-televised production. The Tony Awards Management Committee will hold an emergency meeting on Monday to decide what to do. I'm Corey Myers.
Jeremy Scott, USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico.
High pressure building in stronger for the weekend, given it's mostly sunny, dry conditions Saturday and Sunday. With that, too, the heat's going up. Overnight in the morning, lows of 70s. Tomorrow afternoon, sunny, mostly dry. Outside of an isolated thunderstorm, the highs go to the upper 80s. Dry, sunny, mostly, and hot for Mother's Day. It's a sunny day Sunday. 70s in the morning, the afternoon high going to near 90. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. A large selection of guns, honey.
Welcome to New Orleans Today with your host and WGSO radio personality, Mitch Gibbs. Mitch will cover topics on the show from a local as well as a national perspective, covering the world of sports, culture, including art, theater, and music, business, and community events. And now, let's go live to Mitch.
All right, welcome to another edition of the show, and we got five great guests today, so we're going to have two in the next segment, but let's start with a little sports with a consistent contributor who's always been on with us, and we talk multiple different sports, Gary Smith from The Advocate. Gary, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me on the show.
All right, hey, so I want to touch on a couple of topics. First of all, the NBA, which I think is I'm not impressed at all. I mean, Golden State to me, I want to get your thoughts on this because I think Steve Kerr has worn out his time in Golden State. I know people think I'm crazy because he's won four championships, but they were pathetic in that series. And then they couldn't even be competitive in the last game where they had a chance to win the game and go back to Golden State for a game seven. And I don't think the Lakers are that great of a team either. So I just wanted to get your thoughts overall on the NBA playoffs so far.
Yeah, I disagree with you on that series. I actually thought that was a classic series where both teams played fantastic up until the last game where Golden State. I also disagree with you on Steve Kerr. I understand where you're coming from, but that's actually the first series he's ever lost in a best of seven series since he became coach. And you can't win every year. I actually thought game four, I mean, that will forever be, what's the name of that guy for the Lakers? Lonnie Johnson, Lonnie something. That'll be the Lonnie, whatever his last name series is, because Golden State played a fantastic game four in Los Angeles and was going to win that game. And then a guy who's not even a rotational player goes 7-for-8 and scores 17 points in the fourth quarter, and they came back and won. I think if that didn't happen, Golden State wins that series. They did pull a clunker last night, but I think they got tired. Steph Curry, they do a lot of running. He's 32 now. LeBron, actually, their role players have been playing so well for the Lakers that LeBron can take time off during games and not do a whole lot, which he never got to do before. But if you're going by last night was a clunker. The Golden State just didn't have it. They're a team that's always played hard, and, you know, Steph Curry would drive in the second half and miss and then just stand there and mope under the basket while the Lakers went down the court on a fast break and 5-on-4 and finished easily. So that was disappointing. I totally agree with you on the rest of the playoffs. I thought this whole round was going to be really compelling in almost all of the series. The Boston-Philadelphia series has been a joke to me in that the Celtics should win every game in that series, and they just don't come to play sometimes. It's mystifying. They actually did it some last year, though, too. I mean, this year, after they lost Game 5, people were pointing out all the difference between this Celtics team and last year's team and how they weren't going to come back. I still think they're going to win the series because they're just a better team, but who the heck knows? They couldn't even beat the Sixers in game one when Joel Embiid wasn't playing. So I don't know what's going on. The Phoenix series was a debacle. And the Miami Heat Knicks series, neither team looked that great either. So I agree that I thought the Golden State Lakers, I think I underrated the Lakers a little bit going, well, I didn't, I know I did. Their defense is really good. They played Minnesota in the play-in game, and I was like, how could Minnesota not score in the fourth quarter? Then they played Memphis, and I was like, why can't Memphis ever score? And then Golden State had stretches where they couldn't score. I think the Lakers are playing better than I anticipated. But yeah, I mean, it certainly compared to what I thought was going to happen in the playoffs, it has not been, it has been a clunker overall.
Yeah. But I mean, I still think that the league is very mediocre. And, mm-hmm. I think that, the decision making with Golden State throughout the playoffs, these when they have chances to win games and they're taking 3-point shots when they only need 1 or 2 points makes no sense. And I just think they need to blow up that team. I think
I don't think that at all. I mean, I think I thought their series with Sacramento was highly entertaining too. I think you can't win every year, and I Golden State. Their role players didn't come through this year. Poole had a great playoffs last year and was a stiff this year, but I don't see any reason why they can't win the championship next year with just some slight additions. Well, but we'll see.
But the other thing is the Lakers are very lucky. I mean, the Minnesota game, all right, they played some good defense. But Minnesota had a nice lead in that game. If the Lakers lose to Minnesota, I assume they beat the Pelicans in the play-in. Yeah. Then they got to play Denver in the first round. They're not getting out of that series. I don't think they could beat Denver. I think Denver's going to win this series in 5 games again. And I felt the same way with Golden State. Even if Golden State would have come back, I think Denver's superior to either one of those teams. And I think it's going to be Denver and Boston,
I'm not sure. I mean, Denver couldn't even beat Phoenix in 5 games. So I'll have to see. I mean, again, the Lakers role players are playing fantastic. I didn't even know who these guys were. Hashimura, all those guys have really, really stepped up. And Anthony Davis, when he plays hard, has been fantastic. You never know from quarter to quarter, game to game, what that guy's going to do. But when he's been focused, nobody can score inside on him. But every series they've played, teams have not even tried to score when he's been on the court inside. They've passed up layups when he's on the court to throw it back out for threes. I'm hoping, because I can't stand the Lakers. Let's start there. I'm hoping you're right that Denver takes him by, and I wouldn't be shocked. But the Lakers are a step up for Denver from that shell of a Phoenix team that they played so far.
We'll see. I think Denver's looked fantastic.
And Jokic has been awesome. There's no doubt about that. So I'm hoping you're right.
All right. So and then finally on the Saints schedule, I think it's a fairly easy schedule, but because they get to play. Obviously, they're in the worst division in the NFC, and they get to play the worst team division in the AFC. But so do the other teams in that division. They have a very, maybe a little harder schedule, I think, in general. To me, it's almost equal when it comes to that. They are favored to win the division. I think Atlanta is going to be the problem for the Saints. I think Atlanta would be the team that if the Saints don't win the division, wins a division. Bryce Young, and like I said, if I'm wrong about Bryce Young, that changes. And I don't even understand what Tampa Bay's doing, anyway, what are your thoughts on the schedule with the Saints have for coming?
Yeah, I mean, certainly, if you go by last year, it's one of the two easiest in the NFL. Somebody did an analysis of where Las Vegas is predicting the win totals for every team in the league, and the Saints have the easiest schedule in the league based on projections for this year. From year to year, you can never be sure. Now, that was interesting. They played 3 straight home games at one point. That hasn't happened in a long time, but yeah, it's a wide open division. First of all, for the Saints to be the favorite, that means that they've got to get confident coaching, and we're not sure yet about whether they'll get that or not from Dennis Allen and his staff. But it's wide open. Atlanta's problem is, I don't trust their quarterback situation. It's a totally wide open division. I understand why any one of the teams, except maybe Tampa, feel like they have a good chance to win it.
And I'll leave with this too. Is that going to be interesting and a little ironic that the Saints are going to play Jacksonville, I believe, in New Orleans, and Doug Peterson, who's a guy I said months, like before they even picked a coach, I thought that was the right guy, and I think they'd be a lot better off. But it'll be interesting because it'll be like the guy that I think they should have hired versus the guy that they did hire. So I think that'll be an interesting game to watch, Jacksonville.
If you go by track record, there's no comparison between the two coaches. That's just a fact.
Right, and I agree with you on that. So, hey, Gary, it's always a pleasure. We'll see who's right. I think it's going to be Boston and Denver. Hey,
I think I'm with you on Boston. I hope you're right. I think Denver will win the series against the Lakers, but I think it'll go 7. And I really hope you're right. I'd love to see it go 4.
Yeah, that's what I'm pulling for. Right. So we'll see how it goes. So, all right, man.
Okay. it. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, thanks. And I believe we have a couple more minutes, and we have Dawn on with us right now. So, Dawn, thanks for joining me. We're going to take a break, I believe. So when we come back, we have two great guests coming on. We're going to have Dawn. We're going to also have Richard Reed. Talk about two great events. So we're going to take a break, and we'll talk more about these great events and other great guests later in the show as we talk right after these messages. Anyway, well, it was interesting thoughts with Gary, though, about the NBA playoffs and the Saints' schedule being released. Like I said, I think that, again, it's a relatively easy schedule, reminding everybody that the Saints play in a division that really struggled, and then they're playing, as you always play, one of the AFC divisions every year, and the Saints are and that whole division gets to play the AFC South, which is probably the weakest in the AFC. So that's why I think the schedule's easy. But all those other teams in the division, along with the Saints, have similar schedules. So it'll be interesting. We've got plenty more time to talk about that. We're going to take our first break, and we'll be back with more of the show right after these messages.
She fights for what you deserve. She knows all about pain and how to make them pay. Stunt woman turned bad attorney.
Ladies and gentlemen, Vanessa Mata.
When you need legal action, send her in.
The following is a paid endorsement.
He's a man of integrity. Chip Forstall. Want to be attorney.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience, giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say here for good in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because here for good means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Jed Darensberg with DA Exterminating Company. Here's our jingle. Hope it bugs you.
DA Exterminating, the real DA is on the way. Say your home's got fleas or home's got bugs. Crawling in your walls or on your rugs.
We offer complete pest and termite control featuring the Centricon system. DA Exterminating Company, 800-650-PEST.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain from a recent car accident? Have you gone to the emergency room to have them tell you there's nothing wrong? Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Tremuta with Doctors Rehab Services, and chiropractic care is one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, it's easy to start your road to recovery. At Doctors Rehab Service, we'll even do all the work with your insurance company and attorney to get you the care you really need.
For a free consultation or to get more information, call Doctors Rehab Services at 504-465-5553.
Call me, Dr. T.
All right, we're back. We have two great guests. So let's take our first. Dawn Bradley Fletcher is Executive Director of the New Orleans Women and Children's Shelter. They have a great event coming up, Bubbles and Bubbly, which is on May 21st, a week from tomorrow, Sunday from 5:30 to 8 at the Children's Museum. So, Dawn, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about what you guys plan, and I know you have a very difficult but a very rewarding job as a director of the New Orleans Women and Children's Shelter. I know Mother's Day is tomorrow, so talk a little bit about that, please.
Yes, so we are a shelter. We serve women and children. We also added intact families not long ago, so we are one of the largest shelters in the area. We serve generally New Orleans and Jefferson Parish areas. We always pride ourselves in being more than a shelter and more than just providing meals, because we have wraparound services to help our clients with transitioning from homelessness to self-sufficiency. And our goal is to make sure that they stay housed. We never want them to face homelessness again. So part of our programming is to make sure that we stick with them. We have a transition assistance program, children's case management, an intensive case management program, summer programming, education and employment, everything that they need to make sure that they get on their feet and they're never in this position again.
Well, hey, I know, and it's such a rewarding job, and I've heard a lot of great things about you guys, so I'm really proud of that. And I know you, of course, you need money to help, support and help these people out. So I know that you've got this big fundraiser coming up a week from tomorrow, May 21st, Sunday, 5:30 at the Children's Museum. The website's nowcs.org to get more information. But tell us a little bit about what you guys got planned next Sunday.
Okay, so yes, so the event is actually, it's our Bubbles and Bubbly. It is an annual fundraiser. It's family-friendly. It's from 5:30 to 8 p.m. It's at the Louisiana Children's Museum, which is located in City Park. The event is presented by Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Company. Our event tickets will include sparkling wine, beverages. We also have a silent auction, which is live and up and running right now. Our tickets are available online. You did give the website, but I'll repeat it. It's www.nowcs.org. And we have tickets starting at $50. So we are, we're really excited about it and looking forward to having great attendance.
Yeah, and that's a great price as well. So we wish you well with that. I'm sure you have great success and a great sponsor with Gulf Coast Trust and Bank. So, again, we'll repeat it during the show, but any final thoughts on, the shelter and this great event you got coming up next Sunday?
Well, I just want to say, it takes a lot to help break the cycle of homelessness. So we depend on the community to support us. We've served over 4,000 people and counting, and we want to make sure that we're able to continue to carry out this mission of breaking the cycle of homelessness. So we need the support from the community, and we're asking, please support us. Please come out, buy tickets, and, just come have a great time. And it's family friendly, which is, important.
Well, we're going to spread the word for you as well. So it's a pleasure having you on the show. Thanks for joining me this morning.
You're welcome. I appreciate you having us on. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. That was, Dawn Bradley Fletcher, the executive director, New Orleans Women and Children's Shelter. Let's go to our next guest, who's been on with me many times before. They do a lot of great events, and NOCA brings, the students that go through NOCA become big time stars, and I think Richard could talk a little bit about that as well. But they also have a fundraiser coming up every year, the Art and Soul Gala. So Richard's here to talk about that. So Richard, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So you guys, it's always great going out there. You always have great food. You have great music. You use the students that graduate mostly from NOCA to perform at the gala, and it's always great to see their success after they've left NOCA. So talk a little bit about that.
Sure. So this year, we've got a little something for everybody this year. At the very high end, we've added an exclusive VIP pre-party. It's two nights before the gala. It's this Thursday, the 18th. It's at a private home. We've got Frank Brightson doing the food for the evening and Brightson's restaurant, and John Cleary is going to do a special performance for everybody there. And then we also, on Saturday night, is our big gala. We've got tickets available for that with performances by Chief Ajua, who was formerly known as by the name Christian Scott, who is doing some really amazing things. And then Joel Dyson also is going to perform, and she with her ensemble. She's a fantastic singer. And then we also have just a couple of days ago, they were NOCA students, and now they are NOCA alumni. They're a NOCA jazz ensemble performing that day. And the food is going to be primarily done by the Culinary Arts Department and current students, along with some plenty of support from local restaurants. But kids are taking the lead on this one. And then we're doing a special event for NOCA alumni for just $50. If you're a NOCA alum and you can hear my voice right now, come on down. There's a pre-party on Saturday night that will give you 2 hours of entertainment with us and with Jam NOLA, which is right next door. And then all night long at the gala, you can enjoy some amazing entertainment, food, and open bars.
Yeah, hey, and again, it's the Art and Soul Gala. It's May 20th, which is a week from today, Saturday night, 2800 Charter Street. And it's always easy to get there, you know, right off St. Claude as you turn right before you get to the railroad track. So, but you've been, how many years have you been doing this? Because I've been to several, and it's always great. And I know you're so proud of the fact that a lot of the graduates perform and do such a wonderful job at the gala every year.
It's fantastic. I've been with the organization for 25 years, and we've been doing it for at least that long. We always have great alumni participation at this event and the other event that I know you're familiar with, Home for the Holidays, which takes place in December. We have a lot of alumni who are traveling the world, and they'll come back specifically for those events. Stay tuned for next year, NOCA's 50th anniversary year, and we're hoping to get even more of those alumni engaged. I'm not going to name names at this point because we're still working out the details. Right. But there are a lot of amazing ones out there that are doing some truly amazing work these days in film, in music, all over the place.
Yeah, and I was going to say, right, Home for the Holidays is a great event. I was there this past December, and, you know, you get to see Irma Thomas, who's fantastic, and John Boutte, and a lot of those great performers. And I want to mention, you're talking about the private event on Thursday. John Cleary, I just saw him doing a TV interview, and that's an interesting guy who's not from here, came here a long time ago and has not left. So that shows you something about, and he said, and I want your thoughts on this, we close the interview, he said that the thing he found so interesting about New Orleans is it's one of the greatest musical cities. There's always music going on every day all over New Orleans, so which is a wonderful thing about New Orleans.
Yeah, I can't speak to why that culture exists. I think there are a lot of different reasons for it, but we know from just being at NOCA that there are so many amazing kids, I mean, in all departments, particularly music, because it's such a part of the culture, and those kids just grew up playing music with their families and their extended families. I mean, Trombone Shorty, the alum, is one of those who grew up playing alongside his others, Chief Ajua, who is the nephew of Donald Harrison Jr. I mean, the list of those family dynasties in music just spread really far and wide. John Batiste, the list goes on. And I can't explain why that is in New Orleans, why that culture began, but it is well-sustained, and we try to nurture it as much as possible at NOCA.
Sounds great. Hey, Richard, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Mitch. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you. That was Richard Reed with the with NOCA. And again, just a recap, we've got those two great events. The NOCA Foundation Art and Soul Gala is going to be May 20th, which is a week from Saturday, at the NOCA, at NOCA, 2800 Charter Street, right off of Rampart. And then Bubbles and Bubbly, where Dawn was talking about, is the following day, Sunday. So you can do both events, 5:30 to 8 p.m. at the Children's Museum at City Park. And I was just going to say, Trombone Shorty has done very well. I was at Del Mar, which hopefully I'll get to go out to California to the racetrack. And he was performing at their Friday night thing they do every Friday night. Concerts. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the second half of the show right after these messages.
She fights for what you deserve. She knows all about pain and how to make them pay. Stunt woman turned bad attorney.
Ladies and gentlemen, Vanessa Mata.
When you need legal action, send her in.
Before you pay
that other pest control company there, quote, home of the $650 termite treatment protection plan, call DA. I'm Jed Derensburg with DA Exterminating, and I bet we can beat that price. We offer different treatment methods featuring the Centricon bait system, and we have one of the best termite protection plans in the country. Before you pay $650 to another company, call DA. New Orleans metro area, North Shore and Houma. DA Exterminating, complete pest and termite control services since 1959. Call 800-650-PEST.
Following is a paid endorsement.
He's a man of integrity.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience, giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. Bills targeting the LGBT community are advancing in the Louisiana legislature. One bill prohibits classroom discussion of trans or gender preference matters. When questioned about it, Governor John Bel Edwards says lawmakers should be tackling problems, not addressing issues the state doesn't have.
There are much, much more important pressing needs that we need to be focused on.
Edwards says these are solutions in search of problems. Denham Springs Police Corporal Sean Kelly is listed in critical condition after being shot numerous times Thursday in a strip mall parking lot. DSPD Chief Rodney Walker says it started with a call of a man and a woman in a heated argument.
My officers arrived and were met with gunfire, and they returned fire. The suspect knocked one of my officers down.
A blood drive in Officer Kelly's honor is being held in Walker today on Ballpark Drive until 1 p.m. LRN.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Have you noticed that most ice creams now come in smaller cartons? Not Bluebell. We're still making a full half gallon and a full pint of tasty goodness. Bluebell wouldn't have it any other way.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at your local grocer and pick up your favorite flavor today.
She fights for what you deserve. She knows all about pain and how to make them pay. Stunt woman turned bad attorney.
Ladies and gentlemen, Vanessa Mata.
When you need legal action, send her in.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain from a recent car accident? Have you gone to the emergency room to have them tell you there's nothing wrong? Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Tremuta with Doctors Rehab Services, and chiropractic care is one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, it's easy to start your road to recovery. At Doctors Rehab Service, we'll even do all the work with your insurance company and attorney to get you the care you really need.
For a free consultation or to get more information, call Doctors Rehab Services at 504-465-5553.
Call me, Dr. T.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say here for good in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because here for good means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 10th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574. All right, we're back here for the second half of the show, and great guests so far, and we got a couple more. Claire, who is the artistic director of New Orleans Opera, has been on with us many times before, joining us this morning. So, Claire, thanks for joining me this morning.
My pleasure. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, and I know you've got a big event coming up, Liberace and Liza, at the Jazz Market, which sounds interesting. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, this is going to be a fundraiser for New Orleans Opera for all of our education programs. And it's a show that starts next Friday night, the 19th at 7:30. And it's just a, you know, an hour and a half of laughs and music and comedy. You know, I don't know about you, Mitch, but I get sometimes tired of all the news and I need a little joy in my life. And this is the perfect opportunity to go out and have a good time and have some drinks and some laughs.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of like we were just talking about sports. I feel the same way sometimes. That's why I'm glad we talk about these other events, because I know you like sports as well. But, you know, we were just talking about the Lakers, and a lot of us are not big fans. So we're not very happy about the way things turned out last night. So you're right. This is a good diversion for getting away from
sports.
So tell us how you, you know, our listening audience, how they can get involved with this event, and a little more details about what you guys got planned.
Sure. Well, all the tickets are available at our website, which is neworleansopera.org, and the prices start at $50. And, you know, it's a 90-minute show at the Jazz Market right there on Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard. We do have valet parking, so if anyone's worried about, you know, trying to find a spot on the street there, that's not anything to worry about. And it's Gillian Snow and David Safford are the two performers who are tribute artists for Liberace and Liza. And they've been traveling the country for the past few years, plays the piano, and Gillian sings exactly like Liza Minnelli does. Time is just nothing but fun and froth, and definitely a good cause.
What are your thoughts on next season? You know, about are you feel good about what you guys got planned next year? I mean, it's always a big deal about the unveiling of the schedule and the performances. So I want to get your thoughts on that.
Well, thanks for asking. Yeah, next season looks really great. We've got The Marriage of Figaro, Mozart's famous opera, opening the season September 29th. And our other big title is Lucia de Lammermoor, which will take place in March. We have two other programs as well. We have Lisette Oropeza in concert on December 1st. And I don't know if you know Lisette, but she is a Louisiana native who has turned into the biggest operatic superstar in the world. She spends most of her time in Europe performing with La Scala and the Paris Opera and the English National Opera. She goes to the Met and Chicago, and this is one of only three appearances in the United States next year, and she's coming to New Orleans Opera to sing a concert on December 1st. And then the other production that we have is a new opera called Blue, written in 2019, and if you're a Broadway fan, then you'll know Janine Tesori, because she wrote Fun Home and Thoroughly Modern Millie and Kimberly Akimbo, which is a Tony-nominated score this year. This was her second opera. It's called Blue, and it's a story of a family in Harlem and some of the difficult times that they go through raising a son and living in today's society. Basically, it's a tragedy.
Well, hey, it sounds great. I mean, I got to see several performances this season. They're always great, and it's always great to see you guys. So,
thank you.
Anyway, wish you the best, of course, always, and it's always great seeing you. So.
Thanks, Mitch. I like seeing you too, and I hope we'll see you again very soon.
Sounds good, and thanks for joining me this morning.
You bet.
Take care. Thank you. That was
you too.
That was Claire Willey, the artistic director of New Orleans Opera, and again, I mentioned Liberace and Liza, May 19th, which is coming up on Friday night at the Jazz Market. We got to give the address. It's 7:30, 1436 Aretha Castle. They have a patron party at 6, and then the performance is at 7:30. It just says an hour and a half performance, but always worth the money. It's a great music and great entertainment, always from the New Orleans Opera. I want to mention, while we have a couple of minutes, Spirit of Scouting Soiree. We always have to support the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts, but this is the Southeastern Louisiana Council Boy Scouts of America, and they asked me to give them a little plug, a little love, and no problem with that. And that's the website's www.spiritofscouting.org. The funds raised go to scouting programs, and again, it's at a great spot, and that's a Wednesday night, right, May 17th, this Wednesday, the Deutsches Haus, which, you know, they on Moss Street, right? You know, you probably passed nearby there during the Jazz Festival the last couple weekends, right on the bayou, and that's going to segue into our next guest, who will be calling in at the final segment. That's, of course, Jared Zeller with the Bayou Boogaloo, which is next weekend, which is also obviously on Bayou St. John. That's where this event's going to be, at the Deutsches Haus, which is on Moss Lane, which runs along the bayou. So it's a great transition to talk about that and talk with him in the next segment about the Bayou Boogaloo Musical Festival, which is coming up next weekend. But they have great beer there. That's what I love. It's a, you know, German beer, and they've got Coast Striker and all these great beers. I'm more of a dark beer drinker, but they always have that. So, but we want to mention, please support that, the Spirit of Scouting Soiree, May 17th, this Wednesday, at the Deutsches Haus on Moss Street, benefiting the Southeastern Louisiana Council Boy Scouts of America, 6 to 9 p.m., 1700 Moss Street, right on the bayou. The website, www.spiritofscouting.org. Again, the funds raised support scouting programs. We also want to mention playtimberlane.com. Got to play golf out there a couple of days. Getting a little bit more difficult because it's so hot outside right now. We're getting to that point where it's like you pick your poison. Do you want no rain and it being really hot, but then you have to worry about driving through flooded streets, which we had that issue earlier in the week. In some parts, like UNO, got almost 6 inches of rain. In some parts of uptown New Orleans, of course, always a lakefront area, you know, they get that kind of issue. Or do you get a lot of rain? So it's like you get either really hot, like we're going to have this weekend, today, and then for Mother's Day tomorrow, in very little rain, or you get rain and have to worry about flooding. So I think I'd rather have, as much as I dislike the hot, humid weather, I really dislike it. I'm going to try to travel as much as I can, you know, coming up soon as we wrap up the show through June. Then we're going to take July and August off and then get ready for Saints, Tulane, and LSU football. We'll announce all the details of that very soon, hopefully. We're already talking to about two or three different host venues about getting back to another season. It'll be our 12th year of talking Saints football with the show, In the Red Zone. And then, of course, we're our LSU show, which we've changed, you know, from Bengals and Brews when we did it at Gord Biersch and Breakfast with the Bayou Bengals, all that great stuff at Premier Nissan. But LSU looking forward to a great football season to compete with Alabama and hopefully Georgia if they can get back to the SEC championship game. So we'll give you all that information as well as we come back in September. But just want to mention all those great things coming up. Got Jared Zeller coming up next to talk about Bayou Boogaloo. We had Richard Reed on about the NOCA Foundation Gala Art and Soul, which is on Saturday, a week from today, May 20th, 28 Charter Street at NOCA, starts at 6 p.m. And then they have that VIP patron party at a private residence, which is Thursday night on the 18th, hosted by Brightson's and by the chef Brightson, who I got to see at the one of those beautiful dinner events where they honored him with the Ella Brennan Award. And then we talked, of course, to Dawn with Bubbles and Bubbly, with the Women and Children's Shelter, NOWCS.org. That's coming up Sunday, a week from tomorrow, from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at the Children's Museum at City Park. And then we talked to Claire just recently, just a few minutes ago, about Liberace Liza, which is May 19th, which is Friday night at the Jazz Market, which is at 1436 Aretha Castle. And then we had Gary Smith on. And so we'll see. I think in the end, when we talk about the Saints' schedule, I think they've got a relatively easy schedule. They're favored, which scares me a little bit, that, you know, everybody thinks they're going to win the division. I think Atlanta's very dangerous. I think if the quarterback has, if their quarterback works out for them, that they could be a problem. I'm not really concerned about Tampa Bay with Baker Mayfield. I think they're in a rebuilding mode. And then, like I said, with Carolina, Bryce Young, I'm just not sold on that guy, so I'm not concerned about him as well. I think that the division comes down to Atlanta and New Orleans. And so we'll see. We got a long way to go. They're just starting their mini camp for the rookies, for the guys who just got drafted, and then the undrafted free agents. So that's starting with the Saints, and a lot of teams are doing that. And then we're going to go through OTAs, and then we're going to get to July, and we're going to get to training camp. So a long way to go before the opening of the NFL season in the second week of September. But I did like, I say, the schedule is very favorable for the Saints. That Jacksonville game, I think, is going to be really interesting as well, you know, with Doug Peterson, who I think the Saints should have hired as coach. All right, we're going to wrap it up with our next segment, talking Bayou Boogaloo live here at WGSO Radio. We'll be back right after these messages.
She fights for what you deserve. She knows all about pain and how to make them pay. Stunt woman turned bad attorney.
Ladies and gentlemen, Vanessa Mata.
When you need legal action, send her in.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain from a recent car accident? Have you gone to the emergency room to have them tell you there's nothing wrong? Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Tremuto with Doctors Rehab Services, and chiropractic care is one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, it's easy to start your road to recovery. At Doctors Rehab Service, we'll even do all the work with your insurance company and attorney to get you the care you really need.
For a free consultation or to get more information, call Doctors Rehab Services at 504-465-5553.
Call me, Dr. T.
Following is a paid endorsement. Jeff Foster,
he's a man of integrity.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience, giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say "here for good" in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because here for good means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 10th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574. All right, we're back here for the final segment, just a couple minutes, and we'll talk to Jared Zeller about Bayou Boogaloo. We'll get his thoughts on, I think he's calling in now, so we'll get his thoughts on, that's next weekend. So not this weekend, we got today, and then we got Mother's Day tomorrow. We want to wish everybody a happy Mother's, all the mothers out there tomorrow for happy Mother's Day. It would be remiss if I didn't mention that. So for all the mothers out there, tomorrow's your day. Happy Mother's Day. New Orleans is going to be very warm, but I don't think much rain. But anyway, that's this weekend. Next weekend, Bayou Boogaloo. Gentleman's been on with me several years in a row talking about this, Jared Zeller. So, Jared, thanks for joining me this morning.
Hey, Mitch, how you doing this morning?
Good, man. How are you? And, again, I know you're looking forward to another great, festival here with the Bayou Boogaloo, so next weekend. So tell us a little bit about what you guys got planned this year.
Yes, sir. But first of all, thank you for having us again once again this year. We're calling this our Sweet 16. It's been 16 years we've been doing this on Bayou St. John. Bayou St. John, I think it's first of all gets overlooked as one of the city's most really important assets. And if you think about it historically, I mean, the city of New Orleans was founded and was developed largely in part because of Bayou St. John and how the bayou would connect to Lake Pontchartrain and that portage. And many people forget about that. And, our organization, Friends of Bayou St. John, likes to remind people that Bayou St. John's an important waterway. It's considered a Louisiana historic river and stream. And so we're just so excited to be here. I'm actually out here right now. It's a beautiful day, and we're just getting ready for our festival, which takes place May 19th through 21st, next weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And as usual, we have lots of diverse programming from art, food, music, community. On the music side, we have Juvenile performing for the first time with a live band, local hip-hop rap artist who's been around a long time. And then we have Yonder Mountain String Band from Colorado. They're a Grammy-nominated group, bluegrass group, and we're excited to have them. And then another one of our headliners is Reverend Horton Heat from Dallas, Texas. He's kind of known as the godfather of psychobilly music, which is rockabilly. But and then we've got, just a host of local artists as well. Boyfriend, Rebirth Brass Band, Mardi Gras Indian music. It's really pretty diverse. Brass bands, it's pretty diverse. And then also for the first time ever, we're doing a comedy stage, and that's just kind of unique programming that I think will be an interesting fit along the bayou. Many festivals around the country have implemented comedy over the years, and we feel like maybe we're the first local festival to implement it, so we're excited about that. Some new things that we're doing. Also, we have a crawfish eating contest. We had a preliminary round a couple of weeks ago, and so those finalists are moving on to the final round, and they'll also compete with some celebrities that we'll have as one of our heats, and that's taking place Saturday, May 20th, I think around 2 p.m. on the bayou. Also, a big part of our event is being on the water, and so people come by canoes and kayaks, and they also get into building small barges or floats. And anybody that comes this year and builds their own raft will be automatically entered into a barge building contest. And there'll be prizes for that. And there's also prizes for the crawfish eating contest. I think is $1,000 cash prize for the winner of that. And then obviously it's not a festival in Louisiana unless there's a bunch of great art and food. So we have almost 50 art vendors. They go through a jury process, and so they're carefully selected. They have to be handmade. And then, food is pretty diverse. Food and beverage is pretty diverse. We're excited about a few new vendors this year. One in particular is a Vietnamese group out of New Orleans East. And it is Asian Awareness Month, and we found a group that's going to do some spring rolls and some Vietnamese coffee. And there's one other dish, and I don't remember the name of it, but it sounds very interesting, and I can't wait to try it. I'm a huge fan of our local culture, and Vietnamese culture is just one aspect of the pretty diverse, you know, makeup of this town. So, yeah, we're excited about it.
Yeah, hey, so, and I was going to mention that, you know, maybe the proximity of Bayou Boogaloo to Jazz Fest is a good thing for you guys, because a lot of people go to Jazz Fest, like me, for example. I always find a parking spot right off the bayou, so I'm reminded of the bayou when I walk across to go to Jazz Fest. So maybe that's a good thing to jog their memory. Hey, there's going to be a really nice festival coming up a couple of weeks ago, pretty close to where you're walking through to go to Jazz Festival, so that's good. And you guys always do great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's a great thing for you guys. And you want to mention, I know you always like to talk about the park. I always find a parking spot down the street on Orleans or something, but you want to mention anything about parking or shuttles or anything like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, I appreciate you mentioning that, because we do take place in a neighborhood, and we do like to remind people that it's really a local community thing. It takes place in some neighborhoods. And we try not to tax the neighbors. And so we're located on the Lafitte Greenway. And so you can take a bike from, you know, the French Quarter. You can take a bike from Metairie, you know, and it all connects here along the bayou. You can also take a streetcar. The streetcar, you know, can come up Canal Street or City Park Ave. And you know, you come from uptown on a streetcar, hell, and connect to the Canal Street line and get off at Norman C. Francis, which was the former Jefferson Davis Parkway, and just walk up three blocks from the streetcar. So, you know, you can do that. You can come by canoe or kayak, you know, and there's lots of, and also this year, Blue Bikes is one of our partners. So you can jump on a Blue Bike. They have different little stations around the city where you can jump on a Blue Bike and come in to the festival that way. And there'll be some places that, you know, you can just leave those bikes here at the festival. There's going to be some stations. But take an Uber if you need to. And most importantly, be smart. If you're having fun drinking, having a few cocktails, you know, be smart. Try not to go out there and drive and hurt or injure anybody,
right.
You know, most importantly. But just be conscious of the neighborhood and try not to block any driveways. But like you said, there's some old industrial spaces around here, and you certainly, if you need to drive, there's places to park around the neighborhood.
Sounds good. Hey, it's always a pleasure. And again, 16th time doing it. Congratulations on that, Jared. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Hey, thank you so much, Mitch, for having us. And y'all have a great weekend over there, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Jared. Working today, getting ready for next weekend's Bayou Boogaloo, Friday through Sunday, May 19th through the 21st, on the bayou. Like I said, you either got, like if I go to the racetrack, I like to go along the bayou to get to the fairgrounds, Jazz Fest fairgrounds. We've done stuff with the Pitois House, which is on the fairgrounds, and I just, is on the bayou on Moss. And also, I just mentioned the event, as I segue into wrapping up the show and mentioning these great events, the Spirit of Scouting Soiree is at the Deutsches House, which is 1700 Moss Street on the bayou as well. That benefits the Southeast Louisiana Council Boy Scouts of America, www.spiritofscouting.org. Timberlane, playtimberlane.com. We talked about that, 504-367-5010. Bayou Boogaloo, talked about NOCA Foundation Gala, Art and Soul Gala, 2800 Charter Street, May 20th. That's Friday night. And then we talked about the Thursday night they have the patron party. And then Bubbles and Bubbly we talked about with Dawn, benefiting New Orleans Women and Children's Shelter at NOWCS.org. That's May 21st, Sunday, 5:38 at the Children's Museum at City Park. New Orleans Opera, Liberace and Liza, which is Friday night, May 19th at the Jazz Market on Aretha Castle. That's it, man. And we'll be back next Saturday. Hopefully some better sports news for you. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
She fights for what you deserve. She knows all about pain and how to make them pay. Stunt woman turned bad attorney.
Ladies and gentlemen, Vanessa Mata.
When you need legal action, send her in.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain from a recent car accident? Have you gone to the emergency room to have them tell you there's nothing wrong? Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Tremuto with Doctors Rehab Services, and chiropractic care is one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft.